Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio.
I am Turok!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at reinstalling Skyrim and actual games.
So, Jackson?
Yeah.
This is Video Game on Wii Part 2 reinstalling Skyrim.
It is.
Will I call the episode that?
Is this how you're getting your groove back, baby?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my groove. My mojo is inside past me in a tube, and this is my equivalent of going back and getting it out with a syringe.
Yeah.
I have misunderstood or forgotten Austin Powers 2. But
yeah,
that's
baby.
Close enough.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's
baby.
Pretty much spot on.
Am I making you Skyrim, baby? Yeah, it's all there. So yeah, last episode, I talked about having Gamer on Wii, how I couldn't get obsessed with a game anymore. I couldn't get like a Joel Zammit-style barbarian furor. Yeah, to get sucked off by a video game. And the last one I really remember getting sucked off by was Skyrim, because I pumped hundreds of hours into that game. And over the years, even at the start of this year, I reinstalled Skyrim, downloaded by... I mean, this is the classic Skyrim... rise and fall. It's the install Skyrim, install so many mods that it like comes to about 40 gig, then play for an hour, delete Skyrim, delete all of those mods, and then do it again and again and again. So I guess I'm on the rise part of that that pattern, and I've reinstalled it. I've barely played it, but I've reinstalled it with a bunch of mods. I always love doing that. That is my favorite part of Skyrim. If it was possible,
why?
I think... Here's my theory. So my dad has like...
Right.
May I just say, a great opener to a question about why do you like the things you do?
No, right. A great question, why do you enjoy installing Skyrim mods? And you're like, well, easy, my dad. Okay,
so.
Your dad, a school teacher.
Big fan of Skyrim, okay.
If he saw a PC opened, like if you took the side off a desktop computer and your dad looked at it, he would probably get a blood nose.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'd be like, I fill this up with dirt? Can I grow a pumpkin out of it?
Oh, Jack, there's some things that man isn't meant to know.
This is like seeing the inside of a guy. It's making me sick, Jack. But my dad... is a very tenacious man.
Uh-huh.
If my dad sets his mind to something, specifically, I remember he plumbed his holiday house that him and my mum are building.
Yeah.
All on his own.
That's
he just
good.
Was like, I'm doing it.
I will
he spent
never,
days doing it.
I will never shit there.
But he got it done because my dad's tenacious. Okay. Now, in every aspect of my life, I am not tenacious.
Correct.
The moment I get the chance to give up, I will.
Yes.
But clearly... genetically, it's in my dad somewhere, that tenacity, and he must have tried at some point to pass that on to me. And so it's my belief that installing Skyrim mods and making Skyrim run functionally and well is a sort of manifestation of my dad's tenacity in me.
Okay.
I love it. I love when I start up Skyrim and it crashes immediately and I'm like, oh yeah, baby, time to open Rybash, time to open Loot, time to open Tess Edit and see what's going on in the guts of the game. And then after like hours of doing that, I'll load it in and I'll be like, yeah, I don't want to play, and I'll turn it off.
Did you miss your job as like a coder or
some
sorts?
Kind of computer programmer?
Well,
yeah. I don't have the brains for it, just the tenacity.
Zammit, don't get too excited about that because something that Jackson's been doing a lot recently is streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/JacksonBailey. If you give him a subscribe, you become a Jackson baby. Yeah, yeah, the whole deal.
Yeah. Even if you just follow me, you're a Jackson baby.
Get a little emote. It's a baby. It's great. Anyway,
a little Jackson baby emoji. Please do it.
I've also started streaming on Twitch recently. twitch.tv/JushaForever. Follow me. You become a Joel. It's a Joel Zone baby.
Anyway. It's all there. Yeah. It's all
I haven't. I don't want to. Stop.
No. Well, here's the thing. Twitch, as a whole, like getting a stream online is very similar to like that, like the kind of mod feeling because you've got to mess around with like it's like two programs at the same time and then like two or three different websites and you've got to do some basic coding. And like, I get that because like I've been like sucked off into Twitch before too with that because I was like, oh, okay, I'm starting, I know what to do, or I figured out how to do a thing, and then all of a sudden 2 hours go by, and I'm like, oh, okay, sweet, now when someone donates money, the lyric from Simple Plan's Untitled, How Could This Happen to Me, plays, because
that's great. Yeah,
you've killed one of my guys. That takes me like 2.5 hours to figure out, and I'm like, sweet, I did it. Jackson, however, his Twitch stream, often he pays zero attention to the back end of stuff and like mess up simple things like putting notifications underneath the game so no one can see them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that those two things should be the same part of your brain, but they're
for
not.
For some reason, inexplicably, they are separate parts of the whole, like, of my cerebellum.
Yeah, because you should love fixing Twitch stuff, but instead you love to go live and not fix anything. Yeah.
No, not just this, JD. So let's the audience in to maybe look how the meat's made or whatever. Yeah, we have a shared data pool for the company that so people can like we got this particularly when the COVID happened, so people were streaming online so that because Australia's internet is kind of garbage.
Yeah, it's really
so a lot
patchy.
Of people are streaming using their 4G or like tethering off their phone.
We can be a little bit more specific than this, Zammit. Yeah. So a few people within the company, myself and you, Zammit, we're blessed. Mm-hmm. Our houses happen to just be part of the area of the NBN, which is the National Broadband Net, or whatever it's called.
National Broadband Network, yes.
That's it, yeah, well done.
I think the B stands for dog shit from memory.
National pile of shit internet. Depending on where you live depends on the quality of connection you get. Mm. And Zammit, me and you, we're lucky. Our internet is like decent speeds. We don't need a boost. We don't need to connect to a 5G. Whilst it is still patchy in the sense that it may just drop out randomly, when it is connected, the speeds are fine. Unfortunately, other people
because,
within our company,
when kids get home from school for some reason, that just shuts everything down.
Exactly.
All those teens wanting to watch those pornos online just shuts down Australian internet. It's a big problem for us.
Trying to watch a Netflix anytime whilst teens are awake, it's bad. It's bad for you. Nah. Anyway, unfortunately, there is people in the Sandspence company that don't have those privileges. Tom and
myself
Demi
included.
Sydney.
Yeah.
Zoe also doesn't have great internet. And Jackson, of course.
Yes. Of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Adam recently moved house, but prior to that, he had the worst internet out of all of us. Yeah. So we basically have an external data plan that uses 5G.
Just to help those people that aren't. Yeah, absolutely.
So Adam had access to it for a really long time. He did occasionally slip up. Once every couple of months, he would accidentally download Fallout 4 and every mod ever made for it. Yeah, and we'd scold him, and then he'd be embarrassed and learn his lesson. Now, Zammit. What? How does this connect?
What were you
going
to say?
What
how does this connect to me?
So for some reason, so Jack, you got like two. So you've got 2 points of as data usage. Mm. So you've got your mobile phone, which in theory shouldn't be using much because
I have
like,
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, and also like Melbourne in particular has only just come out of video game jail, like just like the other day.
Yeah, so when would I be leaving my house?
Using like any kind of data when you leave your house? Like maybe if you decided to, I don't know, sit in the park for an hour, which we're legally allowed to do, and fire up some HD pornos.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes. 4K. Yeah, of course.
You could do that, but it would be embarrassing because we, the company, could see this. And people would probably scold you for doing that in a public place. So we assumed you weren't doing that. And you also have access to the four, like it's a little puck. It's like It's like a modem that you can sort of you can kind of take anywhere you want.
Yeah.
And it accesses the 4 or 5G network and mm-hmm. basically acts like a little mini portable Wi-Fi. And
yeah.
You also
sure.
have access to that.
Mm.
And it's really great. We use the app to sort of like trace, you know,
track the data usage. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just very interesting to say compare your usage to
okay.
anybody else's. And it's sometimes like 4 to 5 times more than anyone else. Like we went over. It's why I think you didn't stream for a week.
Because,
we couldn't.
I just couldn't. I feasibly couldn't. Yeah.
And then when it did tick over, we're like, hey, it's 9 a.m. in the morning. It's ticked over literally 9 hours ago. Why don't we just fire it up? And for somehow, you'd already used 2 gigabytes on your mobile phone.
Yeah, inexplicably.
Yeah.
I genuinely can't explain it.
So, well, this I think comes back to tenacity because we're being a bit harsh on you. Yeah, it's happened once. Oh, no, it hasn't happened once.
No, that's
it's happened
not right.
like every month.
Five times.
Five times.
Yeah, in a row. And every time people have tried to help you and you've said, yeah. And then, nah.
See, I don't learn lessons. So I guess, is that tenacity? Mm. Am I tenacious in the way that I don't learn lessons?
And just to give everyone, let them behind the scenes a little bit. So Jackson, so people are probably thinking, oh yeah, but how much data could he possibly use? Yeah, like
exactly.
Three
can't be much.
3 gigs in 9 hours is crazy, but like, Jackson used about 400 gigabytes in a month by himself on a puck. And then I think it was 60 gigs on his phone.
Absolutely baffling.
I'm often bullied in the company for my excessive phone use, and I don't get anywhere near 60 gig in my most active of months where I'm working at a job that doesn't have any access to Wi-Fi, and I have to use my phone for work. So, yeah, hey,
it is.
I guess you're tenacious in your usage of data.
Yeah, that's a kind of tenacity. Absolutely.
I can't remember how this ties into Skyrim, but...
Oh, so what I was trying to say is, so your tenacity to work out the guts of like a system to see how it works, and so you've done it for like installing Skyrim mods, which doesn't help me in the slightest,
no,
from a business sense. But if you could do it for like how you use data, that would be very useful. Yeah.
And Jackson, now you're going to get people tweeting you, being like, "Download this program, track the data use, reset your password." The same things that we've been saying to you for 6 months, and you installed the program that tracks the data, and you're like, "Oh yeah, OBS has used like 250 gigabytes. That seems right."
Yeah, I'm going to get the same things that everyone's messaged me every time it's happened, and I'm going to do exactly the same thing with the people tweeting me as I do when I get it in Messenger. Be like, yep, I'll get on that.
And then go look at your belly in the mirror or something.
Yeah, exactly. Google 4K holes. That's what I'll do next. Hi, I need a terabyte of holes, please. Thank you very much. But no, hey, reinstalling Skyrim's been good. 5 thumbs. Getting yelled at over the course of 6 months? Probably 5 thumbs as well, because it's deserved.
We're tenacious as well. Yeah, well, anything... anyone who wants to tweet in, don't waste your time. Save those thumbs.
Save your breath. Save your thumb.
Tom Walker did a 4-hour Tekken stream off his phone where he repeatedly had to stop talking about you, Jackson, because he was getting too distracted how worked up it was getting him. Because
that's
there was
so
always
funny.
Just like a slight, like a little bit more information that would just be like, what?
Well, that's, hey, is that not bringing joy to the people, you know? Is it not all content, baby?
Oh, no. Jackson's only going to take away that he's done good.
Yeah.
That's never learn a lesson.
The tagline of my life, baby.
So, frustrating. But so I'm glad that you can find joy in installing a very large game that I'm assuming
wasn't
doing it off your phone.
Yeah, of course. Somehow I'm downloading Skyrim on my phone. Yeah, absolutely. So
I appreciate that. That's good when I get the bill. It's lovely. Yeah. I just like that it's kind of like, okay, cool. So I'm playing an online game or I have this kind of thing and then I can like translate those skills that I'm learning over here to another aspect of my life. Mm-hmm. So, for example, it's like, oh, yeah, for about, you know, 18 months, I was in charge of organizing like a small raiding guild on World of Warcraft. And doing that has sort of like opened up the idea of managing a small team. So I can kind of use those skills there and kind of put them somewhere else.
Just on behalf of the audience, that sucks to hear.
But guess who's getting managed like that, JD?
It's bad for everyone, and I can understand how the company sometimes falls at every hurdle.
Yep, I'm 100%. The Leroy Jenkins of this company.
So I think everything has like a place in terms of if you want to kind of like really push towards it.
Yeah.
And like your hobbies can, you know, push, you know, you if you like, you know, chinking around.
You
with
develop skills.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh, you get a skill. So Skyrim modding.
No, it's done nothing.
Why?
No, the only skill
How? Why did you do this? The only skill that you've shown any kind of tenacity, tenacious, perseverance, enjoyment over, it just is useless.
Yeah.
It's just so useless.
I mean, if your mod load order was giving you grief, I could fix it. Done it for Adam before. You know.
Did he pay you?
No, he was annoyed that I looked at the mods he had. I don't know why. I guess not. He didn't pay me. He was actively upset that I was trying to help. So, yeah, I guess that's a takeaway.
Do you think that some point in the future that your brain will tick over and this tenacity will be applied to something else?
No, here's what I think. One point in the future, my brain will tick over and even the tenacity I had for Skyrim will die.
That's cool.
I think
to
that's
hear.
What's coming in the future.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
On behalf of the company, that's sick to hear.
Yeah. Not only am I being managed like a World of Warcraft guild was by a teenager. My coworker will continue to just see, like, at least when the Titanic hit the iceberg, they then attempted to move away from the iceberg and just keep driving into it. They didn't
I see
back
the iceberg,
it up
I'm like,
go for a second
we can
one.
Go through.
Yeah. Maybe, hang on, guys. What about if we use the iceberg as a sick ramp?
Yeah.
That we go over the iceberg.
No, we're going to get air, guys.
Now we're planning things like me.
Maybe the problem is all of us, now that I think about it. Maybe that's the problem.
Not only are we going to solve this problem wrong, but we're going to look good while we do it wrong.
Well, yeah, five thumbs for reinstalling Skyrim. Maybe I'll play it one day. We'll see. Yeah.
All right. Well, after one of your streams, Jack, you started streaming 2 Point Hospital.
Yeah.
And I remember you asking me about this, like, did you play this game? Do you remember it? And I was like, I don't know. I don't think so. But then I checked my Steam account and it was like racked up like 20 something hours. So I'm like, I guess I did.
You then put that question, you were like, oh my God, 2 Point Hospital, I don't even remember playing it. And then my brain like ticked back to when we first started Thumb Cramps. I remember for a week you were just sucked off into that game.
Yeah. Why? I'd forgotten getting sucked off by 2 Point Hospital, and I was wondering, like,
one of your first reviews, I think.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe it was good, because I remember I was watching your stream, Jack, and you were having a bit of trouble with it, like you're having all these queues out the wazoo.
I'm not confident.
And everyone was dying, and those kind of things. So I fired it up again, and I remember why I stopped playing it, is because I had the exact same problem. So I started playing it again and realized, because I used to love Theme Hospital. This is a spiritual successor to that.
Yeah.
And the game is somewhat problematic in that if you are, I guess, a casual gamer, you're just kind of like playing the game, just kind of like, I want to see what I can do in build hospitals. I'm not really like wondering too much about the exact placement of certain items. It's very unforgiving. So I ended up, so I just like, why am I like hemorrhaging so much debt? Why am I having queues up the wazoo? No one's getting cured. Everyone's dying everyone's mad at me. And I have so many ghosts and no one wants to capture them.
Yeah.
I thought you would have been able to apply your abilities from Sans Pants Radio into this exact situation. We're all sick and we're full of ghosts.
Yeah.
So what I did was I went on YouTube and looked up some tutorials.
Plumbing the Death Star live show.
Yeah, how to make podcast good.
been doing that.
No.
Oh, no. Oh,
be
damn.
Relevant. No. So initially I Googled the question because I'm like, why do my GPs have so many such a large queue? I'm doing it right, aren't I? Turns out not really. So okay. I ended up finding this one particular YouTuber called Pinstar, who basically was like, this is the problems and this is how you lay out each kind of room. And the ability, what he has done in terms of like layout and structure in certain like rooms and like why some rooms are like better than others. And this is a thing that the game doesn't really tell you or hold your hand in any way, shape, or form, but it's like, well, the game, the patient kind of, prioritizes different diagnostic rooms. And sometimes you just don't need that. And so once you get, say, like an X-ray or a scanner or whatever, it's like you don't need some of the early diagnostic rooms. So they're just taking like a lot of space and time.
Yeah.
So you just don't need them. So just add more of whatever. And so like, I don't know. It was like, watching this person play the game and kind of give like the tutorials and like give some basic layouts. Like he's like, this is how you make a ward, for example. This is how you cram like 16 beds in this tiny space, and you have to do it exactly like he's done it. And you have to kind of like, you know, put all these gold stars around the room.
Yeah,
it's up the prestige and all this kind of stuff. And so doing that then, because you can save the templates as well, and doing that made the game extremely easy and almost boring.
Yeah.
Very samey. Because like you're like, okay, cool. So to build up the prestige of a room, all you gotta do is like slam these gold star awards all across the wall of each particular room. And there's no kind of like feel of customization. There's no way of doing it yourself.
Yeah.
And I think this is where I don't potentially kind of now like that, like the game, because I'm like, well, the difference between a casual like gamer and just kind of like firing up and tooling around and being like, what can I do? Can I make like this hospital of mine look how I want it to look? Like I want to give, you know, certain plants over there. Yeah. I want it to do, you know, whatever that is. I want it to look nice and have maybe like one certificate on the wall and a poster, as opposed to cramming as much as I can into this one room. And then it becomes this idea of min-maxing a room, and then it's just kind of like, that would be fine if that gave you the ultimate edge, and you know, it
but
does.
If that's the only way to play, it's like, well,
yeah.
Well,
and the difference between the two, the difference between just being able to dick around, and it's not just like failing, it's failing so badly that it becomes unplayable to then doing, so it just felt like there was this big knowledge gap and this big gameplay gap. I wasn't a huge fan of.
I always try to avoid looking at YouTube videos for anything like that, because I find that almost every single, I guess, like, real-time strategy is not the right word. In fact, it's the wrong word. But like,
it's like a simulation game, kind of.
Because there's always, like, the perfect way to do everything. Like, games just have that. And so, like, Stardew Valley, for instance, there is a perfect way to set up a farm that gives you the exact... And, like, knowing all of that, you're like, well, I've just made the game very boring for myself. But
it
also
kind of makes me think of, like, you know, we talked about Phasmophobia, I think, last episode.
Yeah.
And I know they're very different kinds of games, but we were like, in Phasmophobia, part of what makes that good is that you're just not 100% sure that you're doing it right, but you can still complete the game perfectly. It's just, and I'm sure there is like an optimal way to do it, but you can still get by without that optimal way.
Yeah.
It still feels like they're your decisions. And there's so much stuff in that game that, like, there was a thread from the Phasmophobia Twitter where they were like, what secrets have you found in the game? There's so much. You know, sometimes mannequins appear at windows while you're inside, and on the camera, sometimes on the farm level, a scarecrow appears and disappears. There's so much of that stuff that you wouldn't know. But so I think it feels like that's on the other end of the spectrum, where it's like you can play it really well.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like, if there's an optimum way to play it, then it doesn't feel like it's a skill. It doesn't feel like it's your skill, because it's not. It's just inputting the right things to get the right result.
And the thing is, when it's like a simulation, like, say, Two Point Hospital, where the idea is you're meant to have a little customization and you're meant to have to be able to sort of decorate the hospital and lay out the hospital how you want it to. But by doing that makes, like, I think I got, like, you know, one star or two stars on some of the levels. but like, you know, I'm passing by the skin of my teeth and I'm not like completing the level and like getting like top marks or whatever. I'm abandoning the level in debt. And going on to the next one.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I experienced the same thing when I was playing, where you're like, I didn't win. I just scraped by, I guess.
Yeah. And it's either I scraped by or I had to restart the level because, boy, did I go bankrupt very quickly.
This makes me really want to play Roller Coaster Tycoon, which is not the goal of this review or any of our reviews.
Well, not at all. But that said, like Roller Coaster Tycoon, I think I'm remembering it correctly. Like, it didn't have that aspect.
Yeah.
It didn't have this, like you could tool around and have fun with it and still get by. And I think that's my sort of main gripe with this is that you can't just tool around and get by. It's either you kind of need a guide, a strategy guide to really succeed, or you are just going to fall into this it's like negative loop.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, yeah, that's a bummer. I kind of noticed the same, and it seems like it should be so much fun. Theme hospital. You're like the illnesses. They like physically change the
TV
way the patients look.
Their heads are TV.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
Bloaty head.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. Bloaty head.
Yeah,
they got a bloaty head.
Oh, actually, this is just like not.
Actually,
I don't know. I guess it. Yeah.
This may
actually
suck.
This sucks. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
I thought this game sucked me off when really it didn't.
It just sucked.
It didn't at all. It just sucked.
What about Theme Hospital? Did that have the same thing? Or do you not recall?
Again, I was a little baby boy when I played it, so I was dumb and bad. And I remember playing it again in my sort of mid to late 20s. And
was it on an iOS port? I can imagine this being an iOS port.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It was on GOG.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank good old games.
And I remember playing it, and it worked fine. It played nice, and it didn't have that same level of, like, insanity where you had to like really strategize about having certain things. Like in Theme Hospital, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to be clever and I'll build two receptions, or I'm going to be clever and build two GP offices at the start. And that was like, whoa.
The master strategy.
Yeah. You know, that was a master strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas in 2-Point Hospital, it's like, build 16 GPs all with 5 prestige and make sure they're laid out like this, because what you want to do is ensure that when a patient walks in, they don't have very far to walk in terms of like where their chair is. So they want to do this. Also, this is how the best way to lay out a toilet is, because, you know, you want to do this, this, and this, because, again, they take, say, 2 seconds to do this, whereas they take 4 seconds to do that.
Oh, God.
And that, to me, is just like, yeah, you can do that. There's that min-maxing, and that's fantastic for those people that work that out. But for that to then really impact the game if you don't do that, I don't know. I just feel that it's a little bit not as forgiving as it could be.
Mm. So what would you, is this a zero thumbs?
No, like, it's still like a two thumbs and a knuck. Okay. Like it's like perfectly in the middle there. Like I don't really hate it. I don't really love it. It's very average. And, you know, the person who has made all these, like, you know, tutorials, they're very interesting and fascinating. And there is like a lot of strategy of what you can do with the game. It's just like, okay, this is the best way to do it, or this way makes things really simple. There was one, he's just like, here's a strategy you can do, where you just no longer need a staff room. All you do is you get like chippies from a vending machine, which make people thirsty, and then you put that next to an energy drink vending machine, and they get thirsty, they have some energy drink, and then they're up and ready to go. No longer need a break. And I'm like, that's a very funny way of operating.
Great. That would work for me in real life.
Yeah. Like, same, yeah, absolutely. 100% same. So there's like, again, it's a very interesting game in that what they've done in terms of like building and this kind of stuff, and that you can find these little tips and tricks.
Yeah.
But playing it maybe just as they intended to play it, as in just you tooling around and trying your best, when when you can't do that and succeed, I think that's not right.
Yeah.
If you want to play a game where you're not allowed to improvise, Guitar Hero 3 already exists.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess that's it. There's like no improvisation and there's a lot of options in terms of how to decorate, and all these different kind of either rooms or things to put in the rooms. Like, I could get like a golden rat, and I was like, yeah, but why? Like, there's no
There's
no reason to do it.
And I don't think you... I think if you're making like a complicated simulator game, you can still leave room for that improvisation. Like, you're making me think of Kerbal Space Program, something I streamed literally before we recorded this.
Twitch.tv/JacksonBailey.
Yeah. But in that, I am not... That's like got such an advanced level of build a rocket, get to space. Mm. Like, there are so many things I don't understand and will never fathom. But I've got into orbit. I've got into space. Yeah. Like, I can still do it. I can attach all the rockets, all my boosters, at an angle on my rocket so that it spins the rocket and gets me to space that way. And that works. It's not effective. It's not at all the best way to play, but the room for improvisation is there to still achieve the same goal. So... Mm. Yeah,
I think that's what this is unfortunately lacking.
Mm. What a bummer.
So, yeah. Yeah, so Maxi, probably two thumbs, to be honest. Yep. I'll kind of, two thumbs all up.
Pointing down.
Whoa! Whoa! Talked about thumb orientation. Yeah. Holy shit.
We absolutely have, Jackson, because you kept talking about reverse thumbs, and all you were doing was just twisting your wrist, but horizontal.
That's different. That's something new. I came up with a new hand gesture, and no one talks about it.
Well, yeah, it's because it's just a thumb. But on an angle. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a new move. It's a new move you can do with your hand. It hurts to do.
Yeah. Okay. So if anyone wants to do this at home, the thumb that Jackson apparently has changed the game with, give a thumbs up straight on and then imagine you're holding a coffee cup and just tilt it.
No, so you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Oh, you're going in like this. It's out like that.
Oh, okay. So,
you want to thumbs up and then
feel your wrist.
Yeah.
Okay. So kind of like gesturing with a coffee cup.
Yeah. Reveal your wrist. That's it. That's a brand new thumb movement I invented.
Is it a good
thumb gesture? Sorry. It's neutral. It's for when you're neutral on a subject. Someone's like, Jackson, we're going out for drinks later. Do you want to come? And it's like a group of people I don't mind. And I'm like, yeah. And I give the thumb.
So it's more neutral, but with like a positive connotation.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, it could be negative.
But the thumb is pointing up.
Well, then I guess you would do a
thumb down, and then you do that. That's like, I don't mind, but not really.
True. Jackson, do you want to come out? It's a group of people I don't really like. Nah.
Nah. So really, you've invented two new thumb actions, and that's impressive.
I'm a modern-day Renaissance man, I think.
Yeah. Well, speaking of two thumbs down, I've been playing Party Hard 2, which is a sequel to the game Party Hard, that I clocked, but when I got to the end of it, I was like, I don't think I liked this game. Like, it was addictive.
Yeah.
But...
Maybe not fun or good.
Like,
it sucked you off, but it wasn't great.
Yeah. Well, because, the first Party Hard, I played it, and I was like, I get what they're trying to do. It's kind of like a riff on, like, Hotline Miami. And the plot's kind of funny, but wears thin immediately. They don't really do that much with it. But I was like, I get where they're coming from, and hey, maybe a sequel would be good. The sequel, bigger, but not better. It's the same thing. Like, so the problems like I just said, the problems I had were like, it's not particularly fun, and like some of the challenges in the first game don't really get harder because you can kind of just like, and I haven't played a Hitman game or anything too much, but I don't think you'd be able to get away with stuff like that in this, which is like. Oh, so I should probably say, the premise is, you're a guy that's upset that your neighbor's having a party, you're a psycho, the goal is to kill everyone at the party, but if you get seen killing someone, they call the cops, and the cops come and kill you.
Oh, I remember, okay, cool, you've just, I was just trying to remember what the hell Party Hard was, but yeah. I can picture it now.
Yeah, and in the sequel, in the original one, you could do stuff like, you could kill a guy if someone sees you, so then you just kill that person who's running away, and then all of a sudden there's just like, you just wait until someone runs in and gets alarmed and kill them. So you're just standing in one spot. And then things like rubbish bins and skips where you hide bodies, you can just like pick it up, turn around, dump it. Pick it up, turn around, dump it. So like it's like, I'm not really having fun. I'm ticking off that objective.
You're winning. You're doing. It's kind of like the zap. It's like, it's like 2 Point Hospital again, basically. You're like, this is the best way to play the game, but...
But is it good?
Do I care? Am I having a good time? No.
It's,
No?
Yeah. It'd be like kind of like clocking Skyrim if, like, you could just complete quests by talking to people, like the right people in the right combination. You'd be like, well, I did it, but I didn't do anything. I imagine
it's like that point in Skyrim where you've been playing for a while and you're like level 60 or level 70 and you're like, oh, I'll do this quest. But like, you're just so powerful that none of it is a problem anymore. You got the best sword and you're like, well, why am I playing? What am I getting out of this anymore?
I've already installed all the mods, so I should probably just delete this and then re-download it in 3 weeks whilst connecting to my phone.
Yeah, that I think would be the best move here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so anyway, with the second one, I was like, look, I'll give it a chance, because like it wasn't like a quick sequel. I think it came out like 2 or 3 years after the original, so I was like, they've worked on it. And I wasn't the only one who found the first one kind of unsatisfying. I believe it was popular, but not super well received. So I was like, I'll get the sequel. I'm sure they've fixed stuff. And they have, but I don't know if they didn't fix enough, or if maybe this just isn't for me.
Yeah, okay.
Because like now, rather than just being like, kill everyone, don't get caught or die, now there's like 4 different tiers of goals. So you can kind of do like and the moment I start talking about these, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I can see why this doesn't appeal to you. You can do like an anarchist run or like a lawful run.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like,
I'm there.
The anarchist one is like, kill everyone. But then the lawful one is like, kill the drug dealers and kill the bikies and make sure that you place this thing here. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like Hitman objectives. But the style of the game makes them not that fun and also kind of confusing.
Okay.
So they've definitely put more effort in, but it is a sequel to a game that I think sucks shit. And unfortunately, this sequel kind of also sucks shit.
It's brave of you to play it. That's cool. You're like, I hate this. Will I hate it again? Yeah. Well, let's find out.
Yes. Yeah. And well, this time,
talk about tenacity. There it is.
Well, I don't know. True. I think, Zamet, you would probably get this if they made like a sequel to Two Point Hospital. You'd be like, well, maybe, because the stuff wasn't sitting with me, there's a big chance that they fixed. But instead with this, they just went bigger. They didn't go better. Yeah. They just... the same thing, but just big.
It's always really interesting for me when an indie game that isn't well received really does a sequel.
Yeah.
You're like, why didn't you try something new? People didn't like this the first time. Like, I don't know. I always find it really weird. Yeah, I get like, it if you're...
It wasn't like panned. It was more like it got like sixes and sevens, which in video games...
Yeah, but that's even stranger weird, really. Like, if you're panned, you're like, okay, I gotta prove myself. Sixes and sevens, it's like, maybe the actual kind of concept isn't that fun, or...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't play it as long as I played the first one, and I have no intention of clocking this. But now that I'm talking about it, like, I'm like, maybe I should play it again. No, I shouldn't. I don't like
that's it. Stupid. That's a moron thought.
Yeah. What I should do is play Hotline Miami 2, a game that I haven't played that much because that overwhelmed me with how crazy it was. That's good.
Exactly the way to do it. Yeah, for sure.
No. I'm tricking myself again. I need to go back to my purest thought that I had, which was I need to check out Roller Coaster Tycoon 3.
Yes,
maybe
absolutely.
That is for me.
Yes,
maybe
yes.
Make a big maze. Make Mr. Bones Wild Ride, dude. Get nuts with it.
Hell that sounds good. So Party Hard 2, two thumbs pointing sideways, the Jackson neutral bad thumb.
Yeah, there it is.
We're all doing it.
Yeah, it's just like...
I hope you're doing it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No matter where you are, if you're in a car, doing the dishes, laying in bed, drifting off to sleep, listening to three beautiful boys tell you about video games, I want you to do the action. You get your hand...
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up or down. In this case, down.
And then reveal your wrist.
And then reveal your wrist. Yeah.
Send a photo. Tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us.
At thumb cramp pod.
We want to see your best thumbs.
Yeah. And what I like about this thumb gesture is that it kind of looks like a glitch. It kind of looks like my model has gone wrong, and that's good.
Yeah. It definitely doesn't look good.
No, not at all. Yeah, there's a reason it wasn't a successful gesture.
Yeah, and look, if you like Party Hard, I get it. Like, I can see why people would like it. But hey, maybe it's just not for me.
That's fair. How many thumbs?
Yeah, two thumbs, like I said before. My score hasn't changed. Yeah, no, fair enough. You're thinking about doing the thumbs, and I get it.
Yeah. That's where I was.
I mean, you were listening.
Thumb realm.
Wow, Jack. Wow. If anyone wants to just a little insight into Jackson Bailey's mind palace or mind shed, that was it. That was it right there.
Take a picture. There. We have it on tape.
Wow.
So, Jackson, you not only acknowledged what I said, then started doing gestures about what I had just said, riffing on it, in fact. And then immediately when you were like, anyway, what? How many thumbs?
Some part of my brain registered your review, clearly. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of the game I just reviewed, Jackson?
Party Hard 2.
Yeah.
I like the idea of quizzing Jack at the end of this. This is good. Hey, Jack, what was that YouTuber who did a lot of theme two-point hospital techniques that I watched?
Something Pisk? Was it something Pisk?
Yes. Mr. Pisk, the famous Mr. YouTuber. Pisk,
yes. Pinstar.
I was kind of close. I was kind of close.
You were wrong.
There was a
pit. You were wrong.
There was a pit in there.
It was a right or wrong answer, and you got it wrong. Okay, so all up, I think today's been a good 14 thumbs.
Whoa,
that's pretty impressive. Some of them though were the aforementioned sideways ones.
Yeah.
But that's pretty good. So
let's hear a quick word from our sponsors before maybe we can get to some emails that might boost this thumb score.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you, sponsors. It's that time again, our famous Hey, We've Got Emails segment.
That time of the month, baby. Here it is.
That time of the month that happens once a week.
Exactly. Now let's all sing our traditional email song that we've been practicing for the last few weeks. So we have
emails to look
at.
This week.
These are from you.
This week.
And
these are from you. They'll be read for us by us. You two were both singing different songs, and I was trying to sing both of your songs. Why didn't I sing my own song? That's what we were doing. That was the joke. What's wrong with me? I'm a worm.
You're a filthy worm. Worm boy. This is all part of the song.
Worm boy. Still going.
Worm boy.
I'm excited.
There's a worm and in the boy. Worm boy. Worm boy. Yeah. So let's open up those emails.
Yeah. Let us know. Tweet us at Sans. At thumbcrampspod or email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. Let us know how the song was. And also just send us emails or tweets.
Yeah.
So first email is from Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, darling boys, which is the subject. But then he says, hey, blokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's nice.
Fair enough. We're on for both a formal approach, darling boys, and colloquial, hey blokes. What game do you think was most elevated by its DLC? Could be an existing great game that got a really compelling new story or mechanic, or it could be a mediocre game that got refinement it always deserved to reveal its true potential. What do you think? Best, Michael.
Great question.
So, I would say a classic one. Sorry, Dushar, I just cut you off then.
No, I think we're about to talk about the same game since you launched into it. So you say yours, and then I'll be like, no, I was thinking of this. Because the one I was about to say is a game you love.
Oh, interesting. Ooh, intriguing. Okay. I was going to say Fallout 3.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Yeah,
not
Fallout 3 has some incredible DLCs. I don't really care for Fallout 3's main story. I've never finished it. But each DLC is very interesting. They've all got like a lot to go. Oh, yeah, here you go. Dush has got them on the back of his Xbox 360 edition of Fallout 3.
You got Operation Anchorage.
Mm.
The Pit with two T's.
Yeah.
Broken Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Point Lookout. And Mothership Zeta? Zeta.
Yeah, Zeta. I don't know. But they were always, for me, far more interesting than the base story. So I think they were a great addition. They're kind of what I play Fallout 3 for, rather than, like, the main world is great, but those DLCs I always like the story of. So I guess that would be my answer, but that's off the top of my head. What were you going to say, Dusha?
I was going to say Bioshock 2.
I never played Bioshock 2's DLCs.
Yeah, Minerva.
Yeah.
From the Pot movies.
Yes. Yeah.
Minerva's Den, the DLC for Bioshock 2, is often considered some of the best gameplay in all of the Bioshock games. And because it's attached to a game that Jackson, you love,
but
everyone else is like, it's definitely the worst of the three. I thought that you might have played that and been like, yeah, this is great. Because, yeah, apparently it adds a lot to the game.
Huh.
I haven't played the DLC either, but I have heard a lot about it. And if I can reach off screen again, I might be able to grab it, but I can't see it, so I'm not going to. And it's only for my enjoyment anyway, so...
you'd get nothing out of it, so there you go.
You, listen, the audience, would get nothing. Me, the host, Jill Dusha, would get, like, a 1.5 out of 10 out of it.
Yeah.
I get to stand up. And isn't that just something we can all enjoy?
Isn't that just swell?
Yeah. Zamet, do you have any DLC that you love?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of, like, DLCs, and I guess it's more like the expansion packs back in the day, and I'm just trying to think of, like, Baldur's Gate 2, Throne of Baal, when that was sort of adding like the expansion pack, so it was like
can't believe
that
the Baal
sort of back to back.
Throne of Baal was finally playable after being the final boss or whatever.
Stop!
What are you doing, dude?
You don't want to. You don't want to do this. You don't want to. Also, like the Diablo. I think it was like Diablo 3.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's
DLCs
true
of that. So yeah, they were a lot of fun as well. But yeah, I can't really. It's a weird question that I can't really just like rattle.
Yeah,
off
I don't
the
have
top
it in my
head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm like, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because like now, especially if we're playing remastered versions of games that include all
it's
of
all
the
in
DLC,
there.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what's what. When they added Bayonetta to Smash Bros, that's the best DLC because finally Smash Brothers got horny.
Yeah, thank goodness
it needed it.
Yeah.
A classic is Undead Nightmare for Red Dead 1. That's a classic DLC.
Yes.
Complete genre change, like a whole bunch of fun additions. That's a good example. And everyone was like, this is what they're going to do with new Rockstar games. And then they didn't. They didn't at all. Yeah, so that's a classic.
Just going through some ones here, like Diablo 2, The Lord of Destruction. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like absolutely... Just, getting sucked off a lot by Diablo 2 when I was a teen with me and my mate. It was a lot of fun, especially like, because it introduced a whole new act. And,
it's always good to get sucked off with a friend.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It's good. It's powerful.
One of them,
especially like a game that, you know, requires, you know, multiplayer options.
Oh, yeah.
I think another game that is pretty famous for its DLC, and again, this isn't the answer you want because you're wanting our opinions where we're just rattling off from our memory. I believe that Borderlands 1 and 2 have DLC that people often really like. I haven't played the first one, but I know that the first game is boring and shit, but the DLC made it more in line with like what we now have come to hate as what is the new Borderlands problems. But at the time, it was exciting. Cool. They were like, it's zany and crazy fun now. And now they're like, oh my god, shut up. Just be sad in the desert for once. That's
Christ
what we want
almighty.
In games now.
Not everything's a joke, Borderlands. Christ.
I think even Warcraft 3, when I think it was like the Frozen Throne. I'm just kind of going back to like...
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of any kind of like frozen, you know, tundra expansion. I know Horizon Zero Dawn did the same thing as well, and it was a lot of fun killing robo snow dinos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last level of Banjo-Kazooie, not DLC, but lets you play the same level in different climates. Winter, obviously, being Zamet's favorite. TikTok Woods, or whatever it's called.
That is a good level.
Make it chilly.
So those are our DLCs, I guess.
Yeah, great email. Probably four thumbs.
Four thumbs, I would say.
And this is from Dan, who says, subject, I remember when games were good too. Ellipses.
That's
dot,
good to
dot,
hear.
Dot. Hey, Thumb Crampers, the only good game I've found since Game of the Year Turok 2 Seeds of Evil is Kerbal Space Program.
Oh, hey.
Wow.
It's got a steep learning curve. It's medium difficult. But my God, the payoff of landing a little green dude on the moon is unbelievable.
I've yet to land a man on the moon, but I agree.
Five thumbs for landing Jebediah on the moon without exploding, or to put it technically, without a rapid unplanned disassembly. Fair warning, though, even the tutorials are hard. I think it's pretty cheap at the moment. If you're all wanting to get if you're all interested to get it on PC but not console, I would assume that it would suck thumbs on console.
Suck thumbs? Yeah. Whoa. That's powerful. Yeah, well, hey, Dan, my friend, I have been playing Kerbal Space Program at Twitch, twitch.tv/JacksonBailey. Again, like I said earlier, love to crash. I've killed Adam. Adam was one of my Kerbals. He's dead. Killed in action, it says. Dusha is trapped in orbit, and I keep strapping Zamet to the outside of the ships.
Yeah,
where I deserve.
Yeah, I've not looked at any of the tutorials. I felt I didn't need.
I also own it on Steam, and I should probably install it and give it a crack, because I reckon even flying blind like Jackson did, I will be immediately better at it.
Yeah, I think Dusha will get to the moon like that. I don't even know how. My plan at the moment is get into space, which I can do, then detach a space plane and fly for the moon. But everybody keeps being like, target the moon, Jackson. And I'm like, I'll figure it out when I'm up there. When I'm up there, I'll just look around, see the moon, and go for it. It's not that hard. So, yeah, it rules. It's very, my only education for Kerbal Space Program before playing it was watching a friend play it and do the designs I told him to do. So, like, my knowledge is so small. Yeah, basically.
Dan then says, utterly love the podcast. Podcast of the year, 5 thumbs.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan. And wow, you are going to have your socks knocked off when you discover a second podcast.
Yeah.
Wowee.
Gracious. Holy moly.
To be such a fresh listener to the podcasting genre. Dan, thank you for your email. Let us know when you find that second podcast.
Send us another email that's like, hi, I just want to make an addendum to my first email. This was an incorrect statement. This is one of the worst, actually, it turns out.
I've now listened to another one, and like, even though you are second, it's still the worst. It's a big gap, what we're saying.
I notice you guys don't actually really review video games. It mostly seems like arguing and jokes. What's that about? I don't know if that's fair, dude. Dan, hypothetical future Dan, I take umbrage.
And if, like Dan and Michael, you would like to send us an email, you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. And this has been another incredibly high-thumbed episode, I can only assume.
Much like 36. 30. I was keeping score.
36!
Whoa!
36.
Wow!
That's it.
Did you give us 5 thumbs as well? Like Dan, did that 5 thumbs count?
Sure.
Wow!
Whoa! Wow-y. Unprecedented, let's say.
Speaking of being the best podcast, I just remember that we applied for a podcast award and I never heard anything back. So presumably we won.
I assume so. I assume they're still waiting for us to give our speech.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel too.
Podcast of the year. We're coming for it.
Can't wait to taste that delicious award.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine reading out Thumb Cramps Podcast of the Year. The crowd would rightfully boo. Boo.
No, they're not. That would be what I would say. That's wrong.
Did you read the worst?
Oh my god, yes, you're right. Worst podcast of the year. Plumbing the Death Star.
Thumbcramps
doesn't even win.
Yeah, it doesn't register.
Thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sandspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.